Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
App.
All right, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. Will Brinson, senior writer for CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello.
What's happening, fellas? Good, happy Tuesday, whatever it is.
It is indeed a Tuesday. Now, let's start with my favorite news of the week. Obviously, we're going to talk about Antonio Brown, but we've been doing that a lot over the last couple days. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns and the feel-good story that is Baker Mayfield's failures. Was this just an aberration, or is this something that is you're a little concerned about?
You know, what do the kids say? You hate to see it. I think the Titans to win that game before the week started, before the season started. I mean, well, you know, like I actually took the Titans like +5 back in May. And the primary reason was I felt like the Browns heading into the season were tremendously, not, I don't want to say overvalued. Like, I think the Browns can still be really good. But I think everybody was just ignoring the fact that their offensive line is terrible. So bad, in fact, that Greg Robinson, their starting left tackle, was cut by the team a week before the season. And I get that it's procedural, but when your left tackle is so bad that you can cut him and nobody wants to even sniff around into potentially signing him, that's a pretty big red flag. And Baker was under siege all day long. Cam Wake, who's 45 or something, was just uncorking on him. The Titans had their way with that offensive line. Baker got flustered. They got down 15-13 in the fourth quarter, and he got sloppy and he made a bunch of mistakes. And if you look at the whole game, the game as a whole, I thought the Browns were undisciplined and looked like a team that, I mean, frankly, was being coached by a rookie, you know, by a first-year head coach. And, you know, the other thing, too, that I think people are sleeping on, Baker Mayfield's record last year down the stretch, he was awesome. I love Baker. He's great.
Yep.
But his record against good teams with top-tier defenses was not great. You saw it with the Texans, the Broncos, he struggled. They eventually won because Vance Joseph was terrible, and like all Broncos head coaches. And then the Ravens, they lost, too. And then you see the Titans now, who look like they have a good defense. They put it on Baker. I would be a 12 out of 10 panicked if I was a Browns fan, because when you look at the schedule coming up, 3 of the next 4 on the road, 3 of the next 4 in prime time, most of them are against good defenses, and I would not be surprised if they were 1-5 or 0-6 heading into their bye. And guess what? You get the Patriots coming out, buddy.
They could be 0-7 because Monday night is the battle of the ages. It's Sammy D versus Baker Mayfield.
Sure, sure.
So we'll see how that goes.
I've been told to people are like, well, they're going to beat the Jets. It's like, they're not definitely going to beat the Jets. Like, this Browns team has major flaws.
Right.
And if you can get to Baker, and like, Freddie Kitchens is a first-year head coach who is calling plays. You're just putting too much on your plate, pal. Just get Todd Monken, professional offensive coordinator, call the plays.
And we talked about that this week, about how this was one of the like 4 or 5 teams that you looked at the beginning of the year and said, okay, the potential to implode is so high if things didn't go well with them. And another team that we saw, I mean, already after 1 week, if you're a fan of the Detroit Lions and you saw how that game was handled by Matt Patricia, including that timeout that was called, that was just, it lost the game for him. I mean, they had the game won if they didn't call that timeout.
And they shouldn't have lost the game anyway.
But
and also the players' reactions. You had Matt Stafford going nuts on the sideline in week one. You had the punter, after a punt was blocked, going nuts on the sideline. How thin an ice is Patricia on right now?
I mean, I think because he's got Bob Quinn there as the GM, he probably has a little more cushion. But, I mean, this is a bad look. Was he on a scooter during the game? Because if he was, he was peeing down a scooter. I mean, it was horrific. What's crazy is that when I almost like I don't think Cliff Kingsbury tricked him, but I do think Cliff Kingsbury fooled him into changing his game plan, because as soon as Kingsbury when the Cardinals are down 24-6, right, 18 points, and they kick a field goal, everybody's like, well, why he kicked a field goal. This is the fourth quarter. What is he doing? It's 24-9 now. And I think Patricia just was like, well, he's given up. And so you saw it, like their next two drives were seven plays total, ran like less than 5 minutes off the clock, got like a total of, 45 yards or something like that. I mean, they just checked out. They're like, well, we won. I mean, they gave up. We won. Let's just run the ball and get out of here. And then like that's when Kingsbury unleashed this new offense and took the league by storm. I don't know what to make of that game, but yeah, this is you cannot go from winning 24-6 or 24-9 in the fourth quarter to being tied in overtime with a rookie head coach in Cliff Kingsbury, who had mustered this incredible offense, had mustered 100 yards total going into the fourth quarter.
All right, Will Brinson, look in your crystal ball. How does this season play out with Antonio Brown?
Oh, man, it is cloud. It was like the eight ball. When you shake the eight ball, it's like, shake me again, reasons unclear, or something like that. I mean, I think the most telling thing that we saw out of this, all this contractual stuff, is that Antonio Brown did not get the full $9 million from Bill Belichick up front. I mean, Bill Belichick's no dummy. Like, of course he's going to make him try and work for it and, give me incentives. But I think the fact that he did that tells you that he doesn't know either. And, I mean, I'll buy Antonio Brown. I think he's going to come in and be a good soldier for a couple of weeks, and maybe winning cures all. I do wonder what sort of production he has to have individually to be satisfied with being on the Patriots, even as they're winning all these games. Because they're going to get to 7-0 very easily, and they're probably going to put up some big numbers, and Antonio Brown can probably score. Honestly, everything's on the table from – this is like 2007 part two, where Antonio Brown is lighting up the league as Brady's throwing in bombs, all the way down to Antonio Brown like wigs out at Philip Dorsett because he won't like give him a number, a jersey. I don't know, like something, and has a meltdown. So I'm refusing to buy completely wholesale into the idea that Antonio Brown is just going to hit. Everything's fine now. Nothing that happened this offseason is indicative of who he is. He's just tricking us all, and he's going to come to New England. He's going to be happy, and he's going to dominate. I just refuse to believe that everything we've seen over the last 9 or 10 months is just going to be completely cured by playing with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But if anybody's going to do it, it has to be them. And I do think that if Antonio Brown has to know, if this doesn't work out in New England, is going to take a shot at him next year.
In the short term, he is, I guess, expected to be a good shoulder. And his first good soldier and the first game up for him is Miami. We watched Brian Flores in Miami last weekend. Does it look as bad? Is it as bad as it looks? Is this an 0-16 team?
It is. It might be worse. I told you, I was on a Bill Barnwell's podcast yesterday, and we were debating like whether the Patriots were more likely to go 16-0 or the Dolphins go 0-16. And this is week one overreaction stuff. They get the Redskins, Bills, Bengals at home. They should be able to steal the Jets, of course. They should steal one at some point. I think ESPN's FPI has the Patriots as a 0.6% chance of going undefeated, and the Dolphins is a 1.1% chance of going winless. That's a really high number after 1 week. People are revolting down there, according to a report from Pro Football Talk. And they looked so sloppy. I mean, Lamar Jackson came out like gangbusters and all that, but there was one touchdown to Miles Boykin where, Lamar Jackson's literally somebody gets in his face. I don't know who it was, but he's like running and takes like seven steps back and just off the back heel, just sort of lobs the ball into the end zone. And somehow, and then Miles Boykin just takes one tiny juke move and takes a step right, and he has nobody within 7 feet of him. I mean, they are playing bad defense, and I'm not sure the offense is going to magically get better.
All right, Will Brinson, good stuff. You can read him. at CBSSports.com. We appreciate the time, sir.
See you guys. Have a good day.
All right, see you, man.
Take it easy. All right, if you've seen the video of the guy asleep at the wheel of whatever...
The Tesla.
Obviously a very wealthy man. He's got a Tesla SUV. That's got to be upwards of what, 70?
I think 70 is kind of the starting price for a Tesla.
So you're talking about a very wealthy individual. So he was asleep. We're going to have the guy who took the video on the show after these.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
Yes, touch your lattice on 95, the Sports Hub.
Then at 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Well, will you please look up how much a Tesla SUV costs?
Sure. Got it.
Because if we're talking 100 grand, I mean, that guy could sleep in the middle of the freeway if he wants.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought that a Tesla started at like 70 grand. I thought that was like the base price for their small, but I could be wrong. I'm not shopping for Teslas, so.
I have, because I have a collection. No, but... Yeah, those are expensive cars. So I'm wondering, because every expensive car, if you get an SUV, is generally more expensive unless you're getting something.
So I saw this video this weekend, right when it was tweeted out, and I immediately thought, this has got to be fake. There's no way this is real. And if you've seen it by now, there's a video that a gentleman by the name of Dakota Randall ended up tweeting out. And it is of, he said that he was taking it on the Mass Pike. And what you see is a Tesla SUV, and in the driver's seat, there's a guy who's obviously asleep. I mean, his head is like down by his legs, and the car continues to be going. He says that it's going almost like, you know, 60 miles an hour. I mean, he's on the Mass Pike. So we have Dakota Randall on the phone with us, the guy who took the video.
Wait, first of all, how much are we talking here?
Bare bones, 81 grand, well-equipped, 91, loaded, 138.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So this ain't no 9-to-5 or nickel and dimer. This is a mover, shaker, headline maker. Dakota, hello.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. All right, so you're driving down the road there on the pike, and what are you looking around? You're getting in people's business?
How'd you notice this dude?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was just driving. Yeah, I was around Newton, and I was in the lane all the way to the right, and just, you know, this guy or, you know, this couple, they pulled up parallel to me in the center lane, and, you know, when people drive by, you kind of look over for, you know, right. No real reason. And I looked over and, you know, at first I thought he was on his phone or something. And then, you know, I saw his wife just comatose in the passenger seat. And so I looked back over and I was like, that guy's asleep. And I kept looking over and, you know, I waited like 30 seconds to verify it. You know, I was honking, trying to wake him up. None of it worked. And then, you know, kind of like an idiot, I pulled out my phone and decided to record it. So I was like, this is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So I'm going to try and get it on video.
Okay, so if he's asleep, did you know immediately? Because I had no idea that Teslas did this, that they had this autopilot feature that keeps them in their lane. Did you immediately think, this guy's going to swipe off the side of the road, he's going to wipe out everybody here?
No, well, I mean, I didn't think that, and partly because, you know, I don't drive a Tesla, I don't have 100 grand, but I've read up on them enough, and I've done a bunch of research. You know, I know they're capable of that, and I've heard of people falling asleep before, so I didn't just immediately panic. But, you know, I could tell right away that he was asleep, and, you know, I was just like, this is, you know, just such a bizarre thing to look at. And, you know, I waited for like, you know, probably 30 seconds of honking and trying to, you know, get his attention. And then after a while, I was like, this is outrageous. I got to get it on video. But he was, I mean, people online are saying that it was a fake. Some people think I like have the time to stage this whole choreographed thing where I'm working with these people and they're faking being asleep and I'm recording it to make Tesla look bad. And it's obviously not the case. I mean, it was just, you know, they were absolutely asleep. There was no doubt about it.
To be honest, it kind of makes Tesla look cool.
I was just going to say, they look awesome.
Tesla releases sleep gas in all their automobiles.
Did you ever see him wake up? Like, how long did you stay with him?
No, I mean, well, so, you know, I was, you know, riding with him for like 30 to 40 seconds. Then I pulled out the phone and, you know, I was kind of panicking because I don't really like using my phone while I drive. And I shouldn't have done it anyway. And I thought I got a video and then I realized I wasn't recording. So I'm like, crap, and I had to try it again. And the video lasted like 30 seconds. And then once I was done, you know, I waited a few more seconds and just sped up and left him behind. So I was, you know, I was near him for a good minute and a half or so. And then eventually, and he was going 55 on the pike and I wanted to get home, get ready for the Patriots. So I just left him in the dust.
Did you call the cops?
No. And it's, you know, I should have. Well, I, you know, and I didn't think about it. And, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, someone that commutes in and out of the city every day, where that ranks on the level of stupidity that I see on the road on a daily basis, honestly, is pretty low. You know, I've seen more dangerous stuff this morning going into the city than I did.
Okay, Dakota, you know, you've obviously been covered in all things Tesla for the last couple of days. Do you by any chance know how that ends? Like, if somebody falls asleep behind the wheel, does it automatically brake if there's a car in front of you? Or how, like, what, like, does it, is there a protection mechanism for if you just continue to stay asleep the whole time?
Well, so the way, from my understanding anyway, the way it's supposed to work is you're supposed to, there's supposed to be driver input on the wheel. Like, you need to keep both hands on the wheel. And I don't know if the input means just your hands on the wheel or if it's moving the wheel or other sort of actions within the car. But it's supposed to detect that. And if it doesn't detect that for, I believe, 30 seconds, it alerts you, either it slows down or something. It does something, or it's supposed to do something to, you know, prevent you from sleeping. And, I mean, the actual autopilot feature is designed to, you know, and a lot of cars have these same features these days where if there's a car in front of you that brakes all of a sudden, the Tesla will slow down. It has lane assist where it won't let you drift in and out of lanes and all that kind of stuff. But it's supposed to, from my understanding, it's not supposed to allow you to fall asleep. It's supposed to, you know, read that you're alerting out the wheel every 30 seconds. But I mean, from my knowledge, that clearly wasn't happening here, even though everyone online thinks, you know, that I was faking it somehow or that it was all staged.
Well, now you're famous. So, I mean, jokes on them. Just kidding. All right. So, you fall asleep like that. That is incredibly impressive because I'm usually so thoroughly annoyed that there's no way that I could go to sleep.
I've fallen asleep driving and it sucks. It's the worst
thing
ever.
But not like dead asleep. Like, unless you have some heroin or something, I can't see that happen.
I think I fell asleep for 10 full seconds one time because I woke up in the middle of the night and I'd been up all day and I was super tired and I shouldn't have been driving. And this one was in college. And I remember waking up and all of a sudden going full speed right towards the back of like an 18-wheeler. And just that, I mean, you want to talk about sobering you up. That was enough for me to never drive when I was tired again.
Yeah, the only time I've never like just full on just passed out and gone to bed while behind the wheel, like I think most people have. And the only time I ever came close, I think I was in high school. I went to see that Tarantino movie, I think, Grindhouse, in theaters. And it was like a 10 p.m. show. I fell asleep like in the middle of it anyway. And then on the way home at like 1 a.m., I kind of passed out for 5 seconds. And, you know, I woke up in a panic. So that was my thing looking at these people as I was like, this isn't the first time they've fallen asleep behind the wheel. It looks like this is a thing that they do every time they get in the car because it looked like this was just business as usual.
Well, Dakota, you are wildly irresponsible taking a video while you're driving and not calling the cops.
I know.
So shame on you, sir.
All right, Jimmy?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so my father-in-law, he actually has a Tesla, and I've driven it several times, and the way the hands-free driving works, like the caller said, you need to have input on the steering wheel, but if they don't feel any input on the steering wheel, just like you can put your knees on the bottom of the steering wheel and it'll drive itself. But if it doesn't feel you move for like maybe 10 seconds, the steering wheel will actually shake to kind of wake up the driver or kind of get the attention of the driver. And then the autopilot will shut off.
Okay. When you say the autopilot will shut off, does that mean it'll slow down and it will find a way off of the road or what?
it'll slow down because, like, if you do the hands-free driving, you can have, like, your knees on the bottom of the steering wheel, and if you actually signal left or signal right, the car will actually change lanes for you as well.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah,
it's so 120. That's why it's 120,000 smack a
yeah,
loose.
I heard that, who's the guy behind Tesla, the weird guy?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. I heard that he's actually pissed because he wanted by now to be it completely self-driving, and it's not quite where he wants it to be yet. And I guess he kind of went BS because he promised a bunch of investors by the end of this year it was supposed to be completely self-driving.
You were in Vegas, did you see any self-driving cars?
No.
Okay,
no, I've never seen one.
I have a friend who works for a company that's he lives here, but it's based in Detroit, part of it's based in Vegas, and it's the idea of self-driving cars. And I think
that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, and
oh my God.
And I guess they can do it, but there's a million, you know, things that you have to do before you can get them on the road.
Yeah.
But, they're talking about, like, driverless cabs and stuff.
Ugh.
Which sounds
Johnny
like,
Cab. I want Total
no,
Recall.
I know, that worked out really well for Schwarzenegger. I want no part of that.
That's the thing is, because, like, what if it just, like, jams down and then it just won't stop?
Or the doors lock from the inside, from the outside,
yeah, and then, like,
but you can't get out.
There has to be an override.
But the override could not work.
And then
overdrive.
Yeah, for an hour, you're sitting there, pay your bill, please.
Next thing you know, you got a Coke machine launching, you know, sodas at your tabs.
One of the least frightening AI situations ever.
That movie is so bad, it's fun to watch.
I saw it in the theater based on the AC/DC song. Did they do
the whole soundtrack? Stephen King was just like, "What up, AC/DC?" They said, "Hell yeah, we'll do it for you."
Well, Dakota Randall,
what is this?
We went away from him. He probably put us on hold.
Dakota put us on hold.
Yeah, put us on hold.
It's ABC News on the other line.
Well, he was probably yes, exactly. It was someone more important. Well, thank you to Dakota Randall for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But those self-driving cars, I like how the wheel shakes. Well, what if, like,
if you're not touching the wheel?
But then it's supposed, yeah, if you're not touching the wheel and the wheel shakes.
So from everything I've read, apparently right now the Tesla can do a bunch of different things. Like, as he said, it can go into, like, you can turn the turn signal on and it will find a good time to get into the next lane. It can get off an exit for you. As a matter of fact, there's a way you could program it, like if you have a garage, that it can come out of your garage and pull up to where you are, and then you can get into the car that way.
That's so unnecessary, but yes. Okay.
Well, that's just a show-off thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, check this out. And then you're standing next to somebody, and you press a button, woo, Knight Rider pulls up. And you're like, okay,
and then Eckersley goes, I don't need any of that. Vroom, I like my lady between my legs vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go. The science is taking over. And pretty soon we'll be in driverless cars that will start going 80, and they'll be electric. So they'll be able to go like 5,000 miles and you'll end up in California or dropped in the middle of the desert. Or they'll, you know, put you in East St. Louis and stop. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Enjoy your stay.
There was an episode of Silicon Valley where that happened.
Oh, where he ended up on the barge.
Yeah, but on like a barge and went out to sea.
Yeah.
He was locked inside of a self-driving car.
I mean, I would not let a self-driving car, no way.
No.
I'd get a driver.
In a second, I'd do it.
No.
Oh, I'd love it.
Never.
You couldn't relax. No. Like, if you have a driver, because let's face it, if you can buy a $120,000 car, chances are that you can get a driver. So having a driver would be the greatest thing ever because you could, like, you never have to think about driving again. Like, nothing. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
You could sleep. You can read. You can drink. Mm. You can do whatever the hell you want to in that thing. But I ain't falling asleep in any self-driving car. I'm telling you, there's no way that nothing goes wrong in any of them. Say they make...
There's already been accidents in a few of these.
Yeah, I'd rather be in an accident, though, than have it go like hog wild and go rogue and start like taking me all around.
See, the thing is, are the self-driving cars like singularly operated or are they controlled at a distance from like a hub somewhere? You know, someone hacks into the hub.
Yeah, Skynet takes over.
Filters. No, it's like iRobot. You know, they're all the cars turn red and they begin attacking everybody.
Well, it's satellite. I mean, it's
that's what I'm
be
saying.
Done by
someone
satellite.
Hacks into the satellite, and all of a sudden the cars start crashing into each other.
Or the satellite, goes behind a cloud.
That's right.
I have a feeling they probably calculate that into their thing before.
You never know. Well, you can't get DirecTV in a thunderstorm. I mean, it's a possibility that this could happen.
I bet you, like, if you go, it takes you to the Outer Banks and it just drops you right off in the middle of that crap.
That's right.
They're all programmed to go to the coast and get you in harm's way.
And then you just said, I wonder how many heart attacks people would have. Because at least if you had a driver that started going crazy, you could, like, you know, try to, like, subdue him. Or if you're from the back, you could choke him out or something like that.
Rich, you have your fun. You want to put yourself in that kind of situation? By all means, I'm not going anywhere.
It would be the greatest thing to be able to get in a car and just fall asleep and wake up where you are. It's how I travel on a plane.
Like, yeah.
I fall asleep before I even take off.
See, yeah, but the thing is,
that's a gift. I hope you don't overlook gift that is.
Yeah, oh, it's true. It's true.
And that's, Dan makes a good point. The plane has someone at the controls.
Mm.
Would you take a plane that was motorized? Or I'm sorry, whatever the term for it.
Self-flying plane.
Self-flying?
Mm. Mm. I don't know. I got faith. Jesus is sitting there with me.
I'd rather get into a cannon.
Jesus, take the wheel. You and Elon Musk.
That's right, and you'll be real close to
Jesus, Elon Musk, same thing.
Jesus, take the wheel. That's why there's so many car accidents. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Oh, the most ridiculous thing just got banned from the NBA. The roast of Alec Baldwin might end up being a good one, and you're never going to believe who said they would never sign Antonio Brown to their team.
All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. The Stack is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Stop by your local Cumberland Farms and get two breakfast sandwiches for $4. Hurry, this is a limited time offer.
Well, there is one ex-NFL coach who has come out and said that he would never sign Antonio Brown to his team, and I find this to be somewhat interesting. Probably not truthful at all. That gentleman is someone who loves feet.
They are beautiful.
Here is Rex Ryan on Antonio Brown.
Would you want right now Antonio Brown on your football team?
After this, and it sounds crazy that I'm going to say this, Greeny, but no. As much as I love talent, there's no way. We'd have
feet.
No respect for me. Never respected Mike Tomlin. Never respected Gruden. Or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's not respect, but he doesn't care about you. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. He only cares about himself. Now, we're going to find out. Do I actually think it's going to work in New England? Like, this sounds crazy, but he's going to last the season there, I can promise you. Why? Because New England wants to get that third-round pick when somebody else makes the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's right. When he got his feet frozen, he was like, no sirree, Bob.
He saw what was in those shoes on Hard Knocks when he showed how the cryo chamber just jacked him up.
He's like,
no,
just,
thank you.
He's like, just, why are you doing making him cold? Just step in... Step in some bouillonnaise.
Bouillonnaise?
Mm-hmm.
Beef bouillonnaise? Did you say bouillonnaise? I don't even know that one.
Bouillonnaise.
Bouillonnaise. Okay, I don't even know that's a word. Well, all I know is... I guess it beats the normal dog food that we imagine him walking through when he does that.
Take that away.
And so the roast of Alec Baldwin is going to air... This weekend?
Sunday 15th? At 10.
Yeah, the 15th. Yeah, so I guess it's Sunday at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. And on the dais this time around, roasting Alec Baldwin's pretty good lineup. Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner going to be there as well. Nikki Glaser, a guy named Chris Redd. Do you have any idea who that is?
Yes, he's on Saturday Night Live, and it's Nikki Glaser.
Is it Glaser? Oh, okay. Sean Hayes, Caroline Ray, Adam Carolla, and, of course, Jeff Ross.
Caroline Ray?
Yeah, they brought her out of whatever she's doing.
I wonder if she's going to be sassy.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I saw that.
From the NBA. There is a clip that leaked out of some of his roast. Blake Griffin doing a pretty good job. This is him talking about...
Too much pausing.
Him talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn completed her gender reassignment in 2017, finally confirming that no one in that family wants a white...
Way too long a pause.
And on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts... I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues.
So, whoever wrote the jokes for him, if he did not write them, they're not bad.
Well, he didn't write the jokes. But the delivery, because the D joke was great. But he sits there. I watched the clip, and he just sits there reveling in it.
The biggest problems, though, with people who don't usually do stand-up is that they rush through stuff. So somebody very wisely said, it's better to be too slow than too fast.
Yeah, or they teach him the beat.
Right.
Come on.
Wait.
Come on, Blake.
Wait till it gets even uncomfortable. Wait even a little
bit
longer.
No, you don't do that. And with that, you gotta get a little rhythm. Boom, boom. Come on. Come on, Blake. You're better than that.
Editing can take care of that. I think that's
well, they didn't edit it.
No, they did not. They let it roll. Well, the most ridiculous thing was just banned from the NBA. NBA players not allowed to wear ninja-style headwear this season.
Oh, boy. I mean, what's next? They're going to take away our nunchucks?
I mean, listen.
That was funny. I was like, this man really just hit himself with the nunchucks.
Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. Well, several players, including Jimmy Butler, Drew Holiday, and Karl-Anthony Towns, they wore the headgear about during last season, and they said, you know what, unfortunately, we actually have to put this in writing. No more ninja-style headbands in the NBA.
I don't understand why.
Because they said it's a hazard, a physical hazard, I guess. I don't know. I guess you could pull them or they could fall around your neck.
They said the ninja-style headwear, not part of the NBA uniform and hasn't been through the league approval process yet. Teams have raised concern regarding safety and consistency of size, length, and how they are tied, which requires a thorough review before consideration of any kind of rule change. So, no more ninja-style headbands.
Okay.
Now, if it's sponsored, then
I was just
going
to say, you slap a sponsor on that thing, the bow and back can be as big as you want it to be.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Morning, guys. I was trolling through the morning shows for the NFL this past Sunday, and I see Rex Ryan there, and they got this smoking hot blonde who's the quote-unquote host of the show, and I kept watching his eyes to see if he was going to look down at those pretty little feet. I don't know if anybody else has done the same, but they'll just give you something to look for this weekend.
Sounds to me like you don't mind a good set of toesies.
Really beautiful feet.
They are beautiful, as a matter of fact.
Just really beautiful feet.
When DA put a picture up of that girl's feet,
it just went in a whole new direction.
Yeah, he opened up a whole
case. Is it okay to touch him again?
Yes, you can touch them again, as a matter of fact. All right, when we get back, there is going to be a mega tour, more than likely announced today. Also, shenanigans in the locker rooms. Which team completely cut off the air conditioning of a visiting team when it was 100 degrees this weekend?
All right, we will have that all for you. And we'll talk to Scott Zolak, maybe, because he's going to be in Gillette. We'll talk about that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hello,
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, the rumor has it that before the end of the day today, one of the biggest tours of the year is going to be announced. It's called the Hella Mega Tour, and there are three bands on the bill.
This sounds like it's going to be terrible.
I disagree.
I don't know what the show is, but it's just called Hella.
Hella Mega Tour, but headliner, actually, I don't even know. I would assume this is the headliner. Green Day.
All right.
The first of the three bands. Have you seen Green Day live before?
Is that a real question?
That's right. You worked at an alternative station. You've seen them 18 times.
Yes, I've interviewed them. I saw when they were being totally punk and tried to light a couch on fire.
They're excellent live. They're a great live band.
Yeah.
The second band, I don't have the clip, Fall Out Boy. And the third band. What's with these homies
dissing my girl? Yeah, I'm not going to go.
That's like three of the top five of my son's favorite bands.
Yeah, I interviewed Fall Out Boy once, like when they first got famous.
So did I with Pete Wentz.
At the Grammys, and I'm like, the Leslie in our show goes, of course, like, oh, who are you the most excited to see here? And the guy goes, Herbie Hancock. And I just looked at him, and it was silence, and I go, no. Stop trying to be cool. you don't want... That's not the guy in the Grammys that you want to meet there, hipster. Yeah, Herbie Hancock, you're 21 years old. It's, you know, it's 19... It's 2005. Let's be honest. You could care less about Herbie Hancock.
I interviewed Pete Wentz and the kind of homely-looking singer guy. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, the singer guy is who said Herbie Hancock.
Okay, Pete Wentz was great. He like was actually a nice guy and seemed fairly humble. Like he seemed to be shocked.
Yeah, they were
blew up as fast.
Yeah, they were all nice. They just you said Herbie Hancock, and I don't believe you.
Right? You want me to do Rocket four times?
Right, exactly. I should have said like name three albums.
Right. Well, there's the one that has Rocket, the one that probably has Rocket as greatest hits, and then the third greatest hits album that came out that had Rocket on it.
They probably don't even know Rocket because they're so young. Go ahead.
You might be right. So they have not announced that. That's a Gillette show, right?
Yeah,
like that's Gillette.
I would imagine.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
Because it's got to be Gillette because you have Green Day and Weezer.
Well, I think you underestimate the Fall Out Boy audience. That is, right.
I'm just old.
Ton of fans.
That's why I underestimate them. And they had that song with the Munsters theme, which is one of the worst songs of that genre that played everywhere.
The Fall Out Boy all of a sudden became like sports arena music. Like, yep. It's tough to go to a sporting event and not hear a Fall Out Boy song. Like, it's not just the one that you're talking about. Uma Thurman is the one with the Monsters theme. But that Sugar We're Going Down's been big. Oh,
wasn't that their first hit, though?
That was. But there's a new one. Oh. Dan, what's, like, the song, one of their newer songs that every arena plays now?
Like, Hey Mom, I Made It or something?
That's Panic at the Disco, which is essentially the same band.
Panic at the Disco.
They're like best friends.
Hardy will know.
Panic at the Disco.
Hang on.
All the songs that they have are about how they've made it.
Get 12 in here, quick. Stat.
Oh, well, 12 goes Oleander and all those bands.
No.
He was pulling out Oleander.
Oh, Centuries. That's a big one.
Oh, that song sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sugar We're Going Down is a good song. The everything else sucks.
Oh, my songs Know What You Did in the Dark. So light it up, 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 I'm on fire. That's a big song.
Yeah, that's also a terrible song. They have one song.
I don't mind that one. Thanks for the Memories is a really good song. Like, that's actually a great song.
I don't know that song.
You would know it if you heard it.
Well, if you think it's great, the only one I like is Sugar We're Going Down.
Yeah, you would know that one.
All right. I just know the Batman or the Munsters one, which drove me insane. It was so bad that it wasn't bad as to the level of...
Mr. Postman. Which one?
The song by those Alaskans.
Oh, Portugal the Man. Portugal the Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a rebel just for kicks. Oh,
God. That song's awesome. Do you
Is there a new
that?
Band yeah. that you like?
Yeah. New meaning still active?
No.
This is the song. Thanks for the Man. It's a good song.
I've never heard it. It's not bad. I've never heard that before.
Sweeter.
All right, enough.
That's pretty good.
Right. So, wait, is this? What do you consider a new band?
Like a someone who debuted within the last 5 to 10 years.
Yes.
Who?
Lucero, The Hold Steady.
Okay.
Many, many, many hip hop acts.
Almost sounded like Trump Block there Party. For a second.
Yeah, that's right. I love Block Party.
Well, Block Party's been around since like 2000.
All right.
That's 20 years. That's not a new band.
I liked Sparta.
Okay. Sparta's been around since 2000.
All right. I don't know what you want out of me. I don't know. I like... give me some ideas of bands that I don't know.
There's nothing new that I like seek out and like and listen to. I don't know. Other than bands who have been around for a while and are still putting out music that I still think is good.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, you're right. I don't seek out like. I like the Bomb Pops, which are a punk band. I like Mass Intruder. Like there's some. Like I don't know though, but like I don't like sit around like thinking about them. You know.
Yeah. Like the last.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean,
five.
Why would I ever listen to anything else? When this
turn
exists?
You back on the five.
Like the last new band that came out that I liked that I think people would give me crap over, and I can't remember if it was D.O.B. or if it was 12 who said I wasn't allowed to like him, and I did anyway. It was the band Fun. I actually liked.
That guy is such a.
And I didn't like it. I thought
and I liked the spinoff band. What's the one that the other guy who was in Fun actually did a band? Who's the guy? The nerdy Bleachers. Bleachers was a great band.
The duet that guy did with Pink was the biggest piece of garbage. It's like I don't know why they did it. I don't know why it was such a huge hit. But like the other stuff, I liked. Was I allowed to like them? Dan? Did you give?
I said no.
Okay. Yeah.
I said you were not allowed to.
Yeah. Fun sucks.
Yeah. Both you and 12 snobs. You guys are music snobs. For a guy who pimps Maroon 5 nonstop, Dan O'Brien is a bit of a snob.
Yeah. Well, his favorite band is the Hoobastank.
The Stank. Were you there when Adolfo went on stage and introduced Hoobastank and had like a 5-minute intro about how they were the greatest band on the planet? And people like started booing Adolfo to get off the stage?
Was that Hoobastank or Dropkicks?
It was Hoobastank. No. He ruined the Dropkick show because they invited him on stage and he went up and made a speech. And like Ken's like, why is he on our stage?
So I had to introduce Tenacious D at a Miller Genuine Draft blind date one time, and no one knew who Tenacious D was at the point. You know, it was the Jack Black thing. And they were all there expecting to see a huge band that ended up being Stone Temple Pilots, but you didn't know who it was. They gave me this long intro to do that was like part of their joke. And I mean, the crowd hated them before they even took the stage. It's like, this band is here to... They've seen a lot of faces and kicked those faces' asses. So tell your face to tell its ass it's about to get kicked by the greatest band. And these two guys walk out on stage and, you know, fat dudes and cut off denim jorts and...
And funny for a minute, and then it's not so funny anymore.
See, I really liked Tenacious D live shows, so I'm the wrong guy to ask, but that crowd did not enjoy them at all.
So I had just taken over hosting like this Heritage Morning.
All
right, turn it down just a little bit. taking over this Heritage Morning Show in Atlanta, being the host, and it was probably a week later. I had to go to a Thrashers game, and Fuel was playing after the game, so half the arena was full. Like, because they played to half the arena. I went up and said, hey, I'm Fred Tutcher from 99X, and just, it rained boos. And, like, obviously a lot of people didn't know who I was, so they just started booing, too.
Or they did.
No, I would say half did and half didn't.
Okay, all right.
So even the ones who didn't know who I was were booing as well.
You were the Gary Bettman of that day.
It was like I've never been booed like that in my entire life.
They
like,
just wanted to get to Carl Bell and Brett, let him out there and let him rock.
Carl Bell.
By the way, Carl Bell.
He was a guitarist, right?
Yeah, he's good too. By the way,
Brett Scallions, right?
Brett Scallions on the lead singer.
A little bit of coke throat.
Had a problem with that.
So and guess who I met that night who died within weeks? Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg
used to
do
the voiceover for the Thrashers commercials.
Right?
Yep.
Mitch Hedberg, very, very nice, but very, very out of it.
Top five comic, in my opinion.
Yep.
I would have to think about it, but he is a brilliant comic mind, a very original, brilliant comic mind. All right, that'll do it for us, the boys. The boys are down there at Gillette soaking it up. Maybe Antonio Brown comes by, gives them a little smoocheroo. That'll do it for us. We have Brooklyn 911. Brooklyn 911. We have Brookline 911 tomorrow. I know people enjoy that, so we'll do it. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name's Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.